I'm supposed to be speaking for an event at the Rosemont Horizon. It's this massive arena near Chicago's O'Hare Airport, and it's surrounded by a spaghetti bowl of expressway ramps. Well, my driver was unfamiliar with the roads around the arena, so we spent an exciting few minutes circling the horizon on one ramp after another. We just couldn't seem to find the ramp or the exit that went to the destination we wanted. It wasn't that we couldn't see the auditorium the whole time. Oh, I saw it plenty of times. It was just because we didn't know how to get into it. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the three open prayer. I want to get there. I just don't know how to get into it. That's the cry of a lot of us who want to get to someone we care about with the message of Jesus. I mean, we understand the eternal urgency of getting there, but it's so hard to know how to get into it, right? Actually, there's a unique Holy Spirit-directed approach for each individual life. But there are also some steps any believer can take in any situation. The starting point for any rescue conversation about Jesus is not talking to a person about God, but talking to God about that person. And the way to get into communicating Christ to someone may well be what I call the three open prayer. And I can't tell you how many people this has changed their life and changed their entire outlook on how they can share Jesus. It's actually based on our word for today from the Word of God in Colossians 4, verses 3 and 4. Paul says, "Pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ. And pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should." Using this prayer as a launching pad for your own, you can pave the way for eternity talk by daily asking God for three supernatural preparations. Lord, open the door. Lord, open his or her heart. And Lord, open my mouth. Okay, open the door. This is simply a natural opportunity to talk about your Jesus relationship. The God who opened up the Red Sea for his children surely engineered a natural, unforced opportunity for you to introduce Jesus into the conversation. Your open door will often arise from one of two sources, a common experience or something your lost friend is going through or talking about. God may open a door through something that happens in the news or something that's happening in your family or their family or a hurting time in their life or your life. For those who have eyes to see them, the world's full of opportunities to bring up life's most important relationship. The second part of the three open prayers is asking God to open their heart to the good news about Jesus. And God has a lot of ways of answering that prayer. Bringing events or bringing other people and experiences into their lives that can make them surprisingly ready for someone who does what Jesus does for a person. And finally, you pray, "Lord, open my mouth." See, Lord, when you open the door, help me see the opportunity you're giving and help me open my mouth to talk about Jesus in the appropriate way. He will give you the words. He will give you the starting point. He will give you the tone. In fact, in Ephesians 6:19, Paul asked his friends to pray this, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me. Great prayer, huh? You know, God's been doing that for his children for 2,000 years. He'll do it for you. If you want to get into a lost person's life, and I pray you do, because eternity's at stake here, try the ramp that's marked the three open prayer. Lord, open the door. Lord, open their heart. Lord, open my mouth. You don't have to pray, "Lord, if it is your will." It is. It's a prayer that God loves to answer. Just wait and see.